Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you ever wonder why people have pets? Like in the U.S. alone, about 87 million households have at least one pet. Frankly, I have two. And the reasons given for having pets include companionship, emotional support, security, stress reduction, etc. Unless you have a pet raccoon, like Miles said. We go to Ohio, where a woman was pulled over for driving on a suspended license. Well, the officers were surprised to see the woman's pet raccoon, Chewy, in the front seat. But they were even more surprised that Chewy had a meth pipe in his mouth. Looked like he was trying to smoke the thing. Now, police quickly deducted that the meth pipe did not belong to Chewy, but instead belonged to the woman that they pulled over, and she was charged accordingly. Meanwhile, a woman got into an argument with her roommate about her roommate's cat. This is down in Texas. I don't know what the argument was about, but she was stabbed 28 times as a result. And those are just stories about pets. Earlier this week, Florida, they recorded their first fatal bear attack in its history when a black bear killed both a man and the man's dog. Well, guess what? The next day, a kayaker in Florida was killed when an alligator snatched her out of the boat. Didn't even eat her. Just kind of killed her and then left her floating in the water. And by the way, neither the bear nor the gator have been found. Now, animal news is all over the place because, well, animals are animals. Like a woman in Switzerland. She's in court for feeding her neighbor's cat. Apparently, that's illegal there. Sea lions, they've been attacking people in California. And a woman in Michigan, she called for help after she bought two pet rabbits. Now she has 65 of them because rabbits live up to the saying about doing things like rabbits. And this happened in less than a year. So today we're talking animals. They can be cute, they can be tasty, but they are animals. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is big or small, pet or not? What is your best story involving an animal?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hold the tolls, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,313. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat coming up at 4:30. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing stupid crap in the news every week. And you put three stories against each other. It's up to us to figure out of the three, which one sucks the least. Is there a theme to this week's Who Sucks Less?
No, man, there's no real theme. You know, we cover the board here. Like, every once in a while you got to pee, you're not home. Just be more selective about where you choose to urinate. Leave Santa's reindeer alone. And, maybe redefine what you would call the prank, particularly when you have to speak to the police.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30. And today on our question, we're going to talk about animals, big or small, pet or not. What is the best story involving an animal? And I did get a chance finally, Ted, to check out that video that you said. Have you seen the video on this one? No, I read the story. I didn't look at the video. And watched the video, and I'm like, man, this is probably, in my mind, the best story that we've gotten all day. You know, when you go through the news and you see all the things that are happening in the world, it's things like this, for some reason, when I wake up, that bring me joy.
Yeah, of course.
They really do. As an officer in Central Ohio encountered a pet raccoon while conducting a traffic stop earlier this week. Now, the animal named Chewy had a glass methamphetamine pipe in its mouth and was sitting in the driver's seat of the car that the officer had pulled over. Now, the owner is outside of the truck, the SUV, and as soon as the officer notes that the raccoon has got this meth pipe in its mouth, she comes over and I don't want him to smoke that.
Yeah.
Like, she basically wants to take that thing, and they're like, man, you cannot reach
into your... safety first.
You cannot reach into your car. This is evidence now, kind of thing.
I mean, her heart was in the right place. Her head is just stupid.
She just did not seem like anyone who really cared about the fact that she was carrying drugs on her, had a bunch with
that
her.
That did not bother her at all. She just did not want her raccoon to get contaminated with horrible meth.
But it appears as if this raccoon had smoked meth before, based on how he picks this thing up. And
picked it up by the bowl.
I don't know
the
that he smoked. I think he's just seen her do it enough that he holds it like that.
I mean, he held it.
I don't think the raccoon can inhale and smoke meth.
I don't know.
It's because they can't light a lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The discovery led Springfield.
You really think the raccoon smokes meth?
It looks like the raccoon knows something about the act of smoking meth.
Well, it's like a little kid, when they see people drinking beers, they naturally will grab a beer bottle. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying the same thing. I think that raccoon has seen her do
this. This is audio of the raccoon.
Well, he knows to hold it up to his mouth.
Trust me. That kid, if throws beer in there, he'd drink. Kid would drink it. So the parents go, no, you can't do that. The Springfield police, one officer, Austin Branham, who was conducting the traffic stop to search the vehicle more thoroughly. He and the other officers found meth, crack cocaine, three used methamphetamine pipes elsewhere in the car.
Do you have to switch out your pipes if you smoke meth? I'm just wondering that because I read that in the article. And I'm like, most people I know, like, if you smoke your weed out of a pipe, that is your weed pipe. A lot of people, if they have a crack pipe, will do that. I understand if you're rocking the foil. But to me, how often do I have to change out my pipe if I'm smoking meth?
I don't know.
Well, you got to switch out. Like, if you don't clean your bowl,
it gets
residue in it and gets...
But I'm just saying, in my car, because to me, whether you're smoking meth or weed or whatever you smoke, I feel like that would be kind of like your vehicle pipe.
You know, I kind of got the impression that might be her home.
You know what? Actually, based on what you saw in the front seat, you are very correct. That might be her home.
Now, Springfield,
you guys are giving way too much credit to meth heads.
I've been...
Hey, man, I'm just looking for the bright side, Ted. Anything wrong with that? The eternal optimist.
I have been to Springfield.
I don't think there is a bright side with meth.
I've been to Springfield, Ohio. Now, this area It is something. Like, when you... Okay, so when you go to a major city, you know, there's obviously a lot of nice parts. And then there's some parts that aren't so good. But Cincinnati is one of those towns. It has its moments. Most of those moments are like if you were to look at the city of Seattle. And Seattle, let's say Seattle is an asshole. Bellevue is where everyone would live.
All right.
So Cincinnati kind of does that. You go across the river and you're in Covington, Kentucky. And that's where typically more money is. That's where the nicer homes are. That's where the airport is, blah, 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 blah. So you get through Cincinnati and you start heading north. And then you get to Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dayton, I mean, that's a pretty sketchy town. I mean, it has its stuff. Again, it's not the University of Dayton is there. There's some other things there, but Dayton is
there. The University of Dayton's only there because that's the name.
Then
they don't want to be there.
You keep going north, and the next one you hit is Springfield. Now, Springfield basically is on 70, all right? But Springfield, I have spent many weekends there. It is one of those towns where you go, wow, man.
Were you dating a chick there?
This is some messed up stuff. I mean, depends on your...
You birth. Said, look, you do not like the place at all. It is an asshole, but you spent many a time there. My first thought is vagina.
Yeah, I did.
Right,
that's it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. But there's a small private school there. God, I can't remember. It's a college. It begins with a W. I can't remember the name of it. That campus is nice. You get outside of that, you go downtown to a bar, and you were like, wow, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. I mean, this story does not surprise me. When I read Springfield, Ohio, I was like, of course it's Springfield, Ohio. Matter of fact, when you go to the bar, you're the only person not in a Future Farmer of America jacket.
I can believe
that. To give you an idea. Now, the vehicle is pulled over because its registered owner had an active warrant and a suspended driver's license. The enforcement arresting officer charged the owner of the car, which is even more amazing if you see the video. This woman is 55 years old. She's my age. With drug possession and 3 counts of drug paraphernalia. Cited her for driving under suspension, blah, 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 blah.
Wittenberg, Miles.
Wittenberg. Okay, that's where she went. The raccoon was not harmed, police said.
Because it couldn't light it.
Right. And she does have the documents needed to legally own the animal.
I like that she's responsible enough to have the documents to own a raccoon.
But she does not have a driver's license, nor does she have any insurance or any of that stuff.
You're not that responsible. You took the time to get the paperwork for your pet raccoon, but not for the vehicle you drive.
Not only that, in Ohio, they say people are allowed to have pet raccoons, but the process to keep them domestically is very highly regulated, and certain permits are required.
Okay.
So she had to go through all that stuff.
I guess they don't do a big background check.
Well, Ohio basically lets you have anything.
Yeah, that's one of the exotic animal places, right?
Police body camera video of the traffic stop showed Chewy emerging from the car. While our officers are trained to expect the unexpected, finding a raccoon holding a meth pipe is a first, according to the police department. Jesus.
Did you hear the two nicknames for the raccoon?
No, I did not.
Okay, so last night I'm watching the news, and I had not heard the story, and they throw it to the video. And on the bottom of the screen, it says, Stash Panda. I'm like, all right, that's kind of funny. That's just what the news decided to put up there.
Right.
And then this morning, it has changed names. It is now a Crackoon.
A Crackoon.
So Crackoon or Stash Panda.
All right, now yesterday we told you about the story that happened out of Naples, Florida, with the second confirmed, I believe, bear fatality in Florida. I'm not sure if it's this year or in the calendar year or whatever.
I think in history. In recorded history.
So they found someone who was mauled to death in Naples across from the Marco Island Bridge ferry thing.
Bear ripped his Naples off.
The bear killed whoever this was, right?
And his dog.
So same day, kayaker was attacked and killed by an alligator yesterday afternoon in Lake Kissimmee State Park in Central Florida. Authorities alerted to the incident just before 4 when a witness reported an encounter with a reptile. Video from the scene showed law enforcement officials using both boats and helicopters to respond to the scene and potentially search for the animal, which probably was pretty sizable, I would guess. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission released a statement indicates that a woman was canoeing. She encountered an alligator and went into the water. The woman was later recovered from the water, and she was declared
deceased. They did have a alligator trapper. He was dispatched to the area to help search for the animal. But I would have to assume that this is a breaching situation.
That's what I'm assuming. And I don't think she voluntarily jumped in the water.
You know, the alligator grabbed her by the arm while she was kayaking with her arms out and yanked her ass in. But either way, that was...
It doesn't matter. Because the result is exactly the same. I would prefer if the thing just breached and took me out.
Yeah.
Do it with the speed and the quickness. Like, don't grab my arm and give me time to think about this.
As far as I'm concerned, I think in a lot of areas of the world, you are safer being in salt water with great white sharks and bull sharks and tiger sharks and everything else than you are to honestly be in fresh water.
In Florida.
Especially when you get into warmer water.
That's what I was going to say, man. It depends. In Florida... I agree, because it got the gators. You might have, well, you definitely get the gators. You get the, what, the pythons, those whatever the guy goes through.
The North American crocodile.
Not bears.
Water moccasins.
Water moccasins, right.
Boas, pythons, anacondas.
The locals.
The black panthers that are down there in the Okeechobee Swamp. They got, yeah, exactly.
Me and Ted do that every time, man.
The black panthers.
Yeah.
But they do. I mean, they've got.
Wakanda forever!
But when you think about, okay.
You didn't know that, buddy?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, a lot of people from Wakanda, they relocated to the Everglades of
Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go to fresh
water? When I was a kid, my dad convinced me there was real Seminoles in there.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're a kid, right?
I mean, when you go down to South America, if you're in Brazil and certain rivers, they have those...
They're getting any river.
Those fish that have not
human
just...
teeth?
The human teeth that have taken people's testicles clean off their bodies.
Well, that's what they aim
for. The piranha?
For. No.
No, this is
the piranha is like a team player, right? Piranha go, hey, buddy.
All of them get in.
There's meat in the water. Let's all go do this, and we do it with speed and quickness. That way, almost no matter size that we're going after, we'll at least get fed, right? No, these teeth, they're solo swimmers. I'm not sure how big they are, but like when they open their mouth, it looks like someone took human dentures, stuck them in their mouth.
And stuck them in their mouth. And their jaws are strong.
They attack your testicles.
So, yeah, I'm looking at
them. See that
testicle fish.
And of course, it has human looking teeth.
I would not get in the water.
No.
I would not get in fresh water in Florida. I would not get in. I mean, I would rather be in the ocean swimming, you know.
What about middle of the ocean? Like a ship went down.
I think you're safer. I think you're safer in the middle of the ocean than you are in fresh water in Florida.
In Florida, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. I just don't think like
from animal attack.
What if you're paddleboarding? Or what if you just go in accidentally? What if you're, I mean, she was kayaking. I just think it's, even if it's a pond in your neighborhood, in your backyard, do not get into that water.
No.
There's snapping turtles. There's all kinds
of. And you're
of
right.
Crap.
The thing with the sharks is they're all over Florida.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I hate to admit it, but I love this guy on Instagram called Two Turnt Tony.
Two Turnt Tony.
Yeah, he's two turnt.
Okay.
Which means what now?
Thank you for the explanation.
He's just, he's turnt, man. He's partying all the time.
Okay.
He's two turnt.
Okay.
Right?
Too much.
But he's always shark fishing in Florida.
Oh, good.
And like just in the canals. I mean, everywhere he goes, he's catching sharks. So Miles is right.
All right.
Like those sharks are everywhere, but they don't really, like I don't think the sharks really care that much to attack us.
Well,
but the freshwater. Like exactly what you're saying with the gators. For me, it's the snakes.
Well, I feel like everything in freshwater is also willing to eat you, right? So with the shark, 9 times out of 10, you bleed out because it bites you. And like they say, it's like giving a kid a lemon. It's not what they want. They spit you out. The problem is the laceration. So it doesn't keep coming back. A gator, it's like, oh, you're not dead yet? Let me ruin you again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
also,
it gets personal with them, and they don't stop attacking until you're dead, where the shark's not trying to kill you. It just wanted to bite you, and it goes, you're not what I want, and it leaves.
So I know you've watched that show that I like, right? Like the I Can't Believe I'm Still Alive.
I don't know why I do it, but yes.
So one of the episodes was just these three dudes that lived in Florida, and they swam in the same lake or whatever for years.
All right.
Right? And they knew there was gators, but they were like, you could kind of, well, eventually, one of them got attacked. And the gator took him down, and same thing. Like, he survived, but he shouldn't have.
But what's his story? What did he go through? I mean, yes, you're attacked by a gator.
Did he lose an arm? You know what?
Like, I think he lost an arm or something, but that death roll was brutal. But same thing. I'm just saying, like, they were just like, yeah, we knew they were around, but they never bugged us, so we didn't sweat it. It's like,
hey. Now that's how it works, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, freshwater in Florida, that's just a bad idea.
I agreed.
Yep.
Agreed.
Well, Florida is just basically a swamp.
It is. That's exactly what it is. With some houses on it. And then swamp animals live everywhere else.
Correct.
One more on Florida, but this one goes all the way to Yellowstone National Park. A 47-year-old man from Cape Coral, Florida, was injured by a bison in Yellowstone National Park on May the 4th. The incident occurred at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Lake Village area of the park. The man approached the bison too closely. He was subsequently gored. And sustained minor injuries. Received treatment from emergency medical personnel. Incident is under investigation. It should not be under investigation.
What is the investigation?
No further details are available this time. I think you just got everything you needed to know there. If I'm writing this incident report, I'm like, the jackass got too close to a bison and it gored him. How's that?
Right.
Listen to what he just said. That's what he just said happened.
So that's what happened.
Trust that.
Because it happens plenty.
Yeah. The incident is currently, as they say, under investigation. This is the first reported incident of a person being injured by a bison in 2025.
Oh, nice.
We made it to May. Yes, there were four incidents last year, but this is the first one.
So he's the first.
Yeah, he's the first one. So it hasn't been
so done. So May the 4th. All right, man. We did all right to start the year.
Yeah, it was like James, our biggest dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, about the same.
They hung in there pretty good. You know
but even James, like, yeah.
Before someone
I'm not going to pet a bison.
Something completely stupid. All right, so our question, big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That's your big or small pet or not. What is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
What up?
Hola.
Hola.
So, I used to work as a security supervisor in downtown Salt Lake. Didn't pay great, but it was a decent enough job. And we had this one kid on one of our teams. He was kind of an idiot. And he calls me. It's like 3 a.m. in the morning. I got to be there at 6, so I'm up for the day now. And I'm kind of pissed off, you know. So I'm like, hey, what's up? And he says, oh, there's a coyote, you know, in the alleyway. Like, what are you calling me for a coyote for? You know, I was like, it's weird to see in the city, but like, if you're that worried about it, call animal control. And he goes quiet for a second. And he says, well, should I go check it for a collar or something?
The coyote.
A coyote?
Yeah, the coyote.
Please tell me you said yes.
I said what? Because I thought I misheard him. You know, like a collar, make sure nobody owns it. I'm like, it's a coyote. I was like, call animal control or leave it alone, dude.
You should have told him to go out and check for a collar. Like, yeah, man, and just rub its belly. It'll calm right down.
So what did he do?
Yeah, seriously.
I told him to call animal control. He's like, all right, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to have somebody's pet put down. And I was like, nobody's going to have a pet coyote in the middle of Salt Lake, dude.
But and if it has a collar, animal control's not going to put it down. They don't call you to say, hey, we killed your dog.
You do when you see a coyote, you go, look, there's a coyote.
And it's in the alley.
That's all. That's all you do.
Not in the building.
You make a comment. Like, he looks scrawny. He looks like he's got mange.
But the point is, it's outside.
Right.
The only time a coyote's interesting, like, hey, there's a coyote in my living room. That's a story I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Coyote in my front yard? Yeah. That's where coyotes live, man. There's a coyote in the alley. What should I do? Nothing. Not call me. How about next time you see a coyote outside, don't call me.
You know what you need to worry about? An unleashed dog in a neighborhood. Not a coyote. Yeah. Somebody's pet that's, you know, free to roam. Maybe worry about that dog.
Sure.
Don't worry about a coyote. Big or small pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm with you. I'm much more thrown off by a random dog running around than
yeah,
a coyote.
All right, I understand the coyote.
Because now I got a plan in mind. Right? We got some coyotes around the hood. I want to go out and just tackle one, all right? I know it's a bad idea. But then I'm going to put a collar on it and set it free. So now, Ted, you think it's a coyote. Because it looks like a coyote. But they also kind of look like dogs. But you see this bright red collar on it. With a little
breath.
Do you approach it now? Because I'm trying to convince you that it's a dog.
No, you do
really?
Not.
Really? No. Why not? If it's a yellow lab, you know for a fact that this is a dog, has the collar, would you approach it?
No.
No? Okay, so you're just staring clear.
No, because I know it's a coyote.
Well, the only thing is,
are you sure it's a coyote?
But coyotes also are tricksters and very, like, they attack things they can win.
Yeah.
So, like, if there's a coyote at the end of the alley and I'm walking towards it, he's just going to take off.
Yeah. Also, they
it's
hunt.
Hard to get him.
They hunt nocturnally.
Right.
So they're not going to hunt during the day. They're going to be the ones that when your cat doesn't come home.
Sure.
You can explain it that way.
I'm just saying. I'm going to throw a collar on one and see if someone's like, oh,
well, see, I would
like
somebody's
dog is lost.
Your dog is fine.
You think?
Oh, yeah. A coyote wouldn't mess with your dog.
Actually, I know that. There were two at the end of my driveway a couple years ago. In the fog, it was weird. But I knew there was something there. Did not realize it was coyotes because it was foggy out. But my dog had looked in the direction, smelled them, and had zero reaction. But it says, whatever it is, it's not a threat. At least not to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the coyotes run off, and I'm like, all right, cool.
Correct. We're like, Mike's dog is questionable.
No, it's not.
Right?
That dog is gone.
Like that girl I dated that had the Papillon. Like,
gone.
Papillon's gone.
That's gone.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what coyotes do, right? Like, they'll sit out in the woods, and they'll mimic dogs in pain, so other dogs come to help, and then they'll attack your dog as a group.
Okay.
That's very vicious of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I go to check to see if someone sounds like they're in pain.
No. Well, it's like in Native American lore, right? Like the wolf is respected, revered.
Sure.
The coyote's
a trickster. Yeah.
Okay.
Sons of bitches.
Did not know that. Big or small, pet or not, what is the best story you've got involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Files, if you need some Native American stuff, feel free to ask me.
Well, I did not know the difference. I mean, I know the size difference. And the fact that wolves are endangered, trying to bring them back. I know coyotes are everywhere.
They're everywhere. And no one really sweats it. You go, there's a coyote roaming around the neighborhood. If you bring up a wolf roaming around the neighborhood, you get a different response.
Right.
You ever find that mountain lion in the park across the street from your house?
Nah.
All right.
I still don't think he's in there.
Why not? It's a perfect place for
him. It's too busy outside of that. I mean, that little park is cut off.
It is.
I just can't imagine a mountain lion just cruising around in there.
All right.
I go back there sometimes. I'll go check.
Okay.
But cool. Usually I'm just back there smoking weed.
I imagine.
Usually I just have to run off teenagers.
Get away from me.
Yeah, like,
my weed.
We're all doing the same stuff, but it's a bad look for me if you're near me.
That is correct. Hello, Raleigh. Welcome to the men's room.
What's good?
Hola.
All right, so about like a year ago, so my wife, she left some stuff out, right? And our dog, right?
You all right, man?
Him and not have chewed up her vibrator.
She left some stuff out. The dog chewed up her vibrator. Is that what you're telling us?
Yep.
Yeah, man. Because it smells like pants candy.
Did you step up your game?
Did you wiggle a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Was that dude all right?
No.
Yeah, he was not. Look.
That's what I asked him.
Hey, man.
And ladies, you know, anything that touches your crotch, a dog wants to eat. And it only seems to be women, right? Because when we first got our dog, and my wife knows this now, but I would get these angry texts, right? Look at it with a picture. You know, your dog ate out the crotch. And I knew my clothes were next to hers. Never a problem, which pisses my wife off. And I'm like, look, man, you got the pants candy. Take it as a compliment. So I've heard about it with sex toys before, too. Lady's like, man, if I leave it out, like, the dog is all about it.
My buddy, he got a new puppy, like, 8 months ago.
All right.
He's going through the same problem.
Hey, look, there's, I don't know what you
the
do.
The dog is just running through her underwear. And oh, yeah. It's not cheap.
Jeans. It is not cheap. Jeans, and my wife lost a lot of underwear. She lost a lot of jeans. Basically, if it touches jeans. Her crotch, it will be gone. And it doesn't matter. We finally had to get, like, these. It's a laundry. Basically, it's a laundry basket that slips under a shelf. So it's physically impossible. I want to say we went through two other laundry bags. Oh, she figured out how to open one. And again, she pulled all the clothes out, and there'd be a pile of freshly eaten panties.
Yeah, well, the problem is those jeans are $200 to $300 jeans.
Oh, I've heard.
So in my world, I was like, this is getting to be expensive.
Yeah. Well, my wife won't. She won't replace them now, right?
Was Raleigh okay when you talked to him on the phone there, Mike?
No.
He wasn't? Okay.
$300 pair of jeans. Bigger. I'm wearing a $300 pair of jeans. It better come with a date.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I feel like with women, for whatever reason, their jeans just seem to cost $8 billion. Maybe women get charged more to have pants with pockets. Maybe that's what the thing is. Because like guys are like, I got a $70 pair of jeans. I got a $40 pair of jeans. I have one expensive pair of jeans that my wife made me buy because we had to go to that thing I didn't want to go to. But if the crotch is eating out of them, I'm not replacing those. I'll replace my Levi's. But these ones whose name I can't pronounce, like, they're gone. That's it.
Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay, so this is not exactly the best, but I thought it was pretty funny to share anyhow. Kind of a two-parter. Part one, this was like 2018 in October. My mom and I, we were, during the weekend, we were trying to help one of our neighbors with some yard work. And we happened coming across the road, we happened to see three raccoons stacked on top of each other, totally looking into her bathroom window. And my mom, she just chuckled, but I started laughing my butt off because I had never seen that before. That's one way I know God has a sense of humor.
Yeah, it's teamwork.
Yeah,
that is definitely teamwork.
Yeah, that's just humor, but yes. Anyhow, the second part was, 3 months later, we were doing some yard work of our own, and we saw those same raccoons walking around the street, stacked totem pole on top of each other, and they just started, they weren't even doing anything, they just started.
Do you think they were stuck? I mean, at some point, I go, okay, there's no way they're just having, you know, a trio all the freaking time. Like, these things might be stuck at this point. Three raccoons. Just saying. If you see them walking down the street and they are still standing, like, something is going wrong.
The ones we see in our neighborhood are waddling. They are very, very well
so
fed.
It's weird when you actually see one in the wild. You forget, at least for me, because I live in the city, right?
Yeah.
So you'll see something on the news, you go out in the wild. I'm like, right, God, I forgot. Raccoons are not supposed to be fat, but like the two that live somewhere in my general vicinity see them every night at the same time. They are so remarkably fat. I almost feel bad. Like, I want to apologize to raccoons. Like, hey, I got a bad body image of you, and it's because of the ones that live in my neighborhood, bro. I totally forgot that you're skinny.
We did.
The American diet is so bad that the raccoons are
They're eating our trash.
Oh, man.
God, it's
That's crazy.
I got the one can't even climb the fence, right? His wife, call it his wife, who knows? She's a little slimmer. She's fat. She's kind of like a bowling ball. Like a bowling pin, right? So she's got a fat backside. But she can slowly pull her ass up on the fence and then balance and disappear from view. The dude, it's always like seven tries. And it's so sad to watch. And I just sit there with my cigarette. Because he'll jump up. Mm-hmm. He's got his claws on the top, right? But seriously, I cannot explain how fat this mofo is. And he drops down, right? And I'm not over the last 2 years, the wife, as I call her, stops waiting for him. It used to be the two kind of being part of the fence, and they have to jump down, and then they go back up. And she'd kind of wait for to get his fat ass up, but he has gotten worse at it. She just disappears now.
Yeah, well, I was down in Mexico.
You gotta take a photo.
With the kids.
I do, man.
We were doing those veterinary clinics, and basically we would just do everything. We'd go from town to town and do a different clinic every day. And kids would and families would bring in their pets to be spayed and neutered or whatever they needed, you know, as far as their animals go. So, and this was the same trip where I had to learn to throw my fecal stained toilet paper into a wastebasket.
Right.
You could not flush toilet paper. So that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, was wipe my butt and then throw it away in a trash can. That was the mountain to climb, right? I got over that. But we were at a clinic. It was like the second day or the third day. My job that day was recovery from anesthesia, okay?
So what do you do?
When the animals are coming out of anesthesia, you either hold them, you kind of generally just kind of wake them up.
What kind of animals are these?
Cats, dogs,
oh, raccoons. Standard raccoons, all right.
Yeah. But
do they need to be coddled when they're coming out of anesthesia?
Can't they just
wake up?
It's a little bit. You need to kind of rile them. You need to kind of wake them. You need to bounce them. It's like having a baby on your shoulder, right? So cats.
Get up, baby.
Cats are one thing. and these cats were pretty docile. And they start purring. And you're like, okay. And then you call the kid over. And he would come. And he would get his cat or his dog or whatever. But there's this raccoon, man. And it's on a table. And she's like, just pick it up. Put it on your shoulder like a baby. Paddle on the back. He'll wake up.
It's a normal size raccoon.
Yeah, but skinnier. And I'm like looking at that. And I'm like, just to reach down and pick this damn thing up, and to put both my hands underneath its arms or its front, things.
Yeah,
arms, whatever.
Front things, yeah.
And then I put this thing, and they have real big, long, black. Fingernails. So I put this thing on my.
They're goth.
I put this thing on my shoulder, fingernails. Man. And I'm bouncing and walking around like this, and I'm like, this is the most effed up. This is worse than wiping my butt. And putting, I don't know what this thing is going to do when it wakes up. I have never held a raccoon like this before, like a baby.
That's a good thing.
On my shoulder. I'm bouncing it around. I'm looking at it, and the kid's waiting for his pet back. And I'm like, man, is this thing going to wake up? And the thing sneezes. That's you. Blows snot all over my shoulder. I swear to God. That woke up the raccoon. Then he looked at me. And I'm like looking at him, and he's looking at me. Like, he doesn't know me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me. And it was like the damnedest thing. I'm like, God damn, man. He's right here. He's right here. And I'm looking at him like this. I'm like, this is messed up, man. But they're not fat at all. They're actually very docile and very nice.
It's just hard for me to picture.
And I handed the raccoon to the kid, and the kid's like, thank you. And of course, the raccoon shaved from where he got his stuff tied.
Oh, good look.
Yeah, exactly. Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So years and years ago, I was in a horrible relationship, and then she ended up having a baby and buying me a dog. The baby, explainable. The dog, not so much.
So wait, she had the baby and bought you a dog?
Yeah, she had the baby, and then a couple months later, she bought me a dog.
Was it your baby?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Thank God.
No better time to get a dog
exactly.
than right after you have a baby.
Why didn't you quit your job, move, and get married all at once?
I don't know. I can't explain all of that. But anyway, it was a horrible relationship. So she started taking it out on the dog, right? Beautiful pit bull. Beautiful American pit bull. And, never bite the hands that feed you. So my baby was my baby. I mean, no pun intended. The baby was my baby.
You're talking about the dog now?
My baby. Yeah, they're talking about the dog.
Okay, so for future reference in the story, when you talk about your baby, you're talking about the dog, not the baby.
So when you talk about the baby, why don't you talk about the dog?
Now, the baby's his dog, but that dog is his baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, we get you, man.
Thank you. All right, so my dog. So we're in a honeymoon phase again where we just got back together. Everything's all good. So, we're doing a deed. We're in the room. But things have happened before, so I made sure I put my dog away. She's in the kennel downstairs. I'm upstairs in a room, door closed. Well, dogs can hear like a whole lot better than human beings.
Yes, they can.
And I don't know what she thought was going on, but I hear the kennel. Like, I hear the kennel door open and slam open. I'm like, no way. It's not possible. About a couple seconds later, the door flies open, and she is on the bed, and she is biting her left and right.
Oh.
And my dog just jumped on the bed, and she was a female dog as well. Yeah, she jumped on the bed and tore her butt up.
For how long was the dog on her?
Okay, so we had just got back together, so I was still kind of angry, so I let my dog bite her a couple times.
No.
And then... And then I stopped her.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay. And it's a very important question. As this woman is being bitten and attacked by this dog, did you maintain your erection?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
And where was the dog biting her? On her leg?
Oh, she bit her twice on the butt. She bit her once in the ribs. She got her in the boob.
Jesus.
And then she got her on the arm.
Wow. Okay. I guess she probably had to go to the hospital after that.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't. They
Are you sure?
Full on bites. They weren't full on bites. They were more like nips.
Yeah.
But she has
some
bite marks.
Well, to me, if you got bite marks, then that's not a nip.
Yeah, nips are like the eight things that your dog has on her belly.
Yeah.
But she was an RN at the time. And she knew that my dog had all the shots and everything. So she just tended to herself.
So you're free to bite. You're good to go.
All right. So how much longer did you stay together? And do you still have the dog?
Oh, no, we didn't stay together that long at all. And then I found a loving home for her. And then, the people that I gave her to, like, they kept her all the way to the end. Like, I made sure I kept in contact with the people. Like I said, that was my baby.
Speaking of your baby, the daughter and all this. How's she doing? The daughter.
Oh, my daughter is great. She just, unfortunately, she just made the cheer team. So, yay, thousands of dollars.
She made the what team?
Nice. Cheer team.
Oh, okay, all
spoken right. Like a true parent. Like,
damn it. Those tennis shoes are cheap.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, but damn it, man.
Big or small, pet or not, and they're traveling. What is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm going to Spokane this weekend.
Are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
You have to brag.
Yeah, the volleyball tournament.
Do volleyball teams have cheerleaders?
No.
Okay. Did not know.
For volleyball?
We didn't have volleyball. I don't know.
But when you think of sports or cheerleaders, I'm just picturing cheerleaders at a volleyball game.
It's in a bass, on a bass, in an auditorium. Yeah. Cheerleaders for most of the stuff in an auditorium.
Girls. That's not true.
Did you have cheerleaders for basketball?
Did you ever been to a wrestling tournament? There's no cheerleaders.
Oh, that's where they need cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders are football and basketball.
I think we had cheerleaders for the wrestling tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Cheerleaders in baseball in Mexico.
We never had cheerleaders for baseball. That's a fact. They get too bored.
No, but I didn't know anybody, which was crazy, man. They were cool. They were great. All the same routines. And keep in mind, they got a lot more time to put on routines. So they got like these full dances on. My son, very young, just locked his eyes on this chick's boobs. Yeah. The way he's holding my hand, I almost had to pick him up to move him. He became an anchor.
If I was a chess coach, I think I'd ask.
A chess coach?
Chess coach. I think I'd be like, hey, look.
Chess.
Yes, chess. Like chess.
I thought you said chest.
Chest. Well, I could be the chess coach, too. If I was a chess coach, I would ask the cheerleading squad if they would like to accompany us to our next match against...
He took your K-N-I-G-A-T. Night, go!
Exactly. Let's come up with some stuff on the bus on the way there. We will be the
When only, I say check, you say mate. Check, mate. Check,
we will
mate.
Be the only chess team in the United States with the cheerleaders.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
Dude, I watched that Indian Premier League.
All right.
Generally, cricket doesn't have cheerleaders.
Yeah, I can't imagine it.
They do.
Really?
It's awesome. From what I could tell, I'm like, they got to be from Russia or something.
What would be the ultimate sport or game to have cheerleaders? You're right. Chess. Chess would be cool.
Bowling.
I can't believe bowling doesn't. Remember, when you think about where in the country it's huge, you would just think.
You can't believe bowling doesn't have cheerleaders.
First of all, bowling is not boring from the spectator perspective.
Sure.
If you watch bowling now on television, people are going nuts. They're losing it. It's
because you're 50.
Yeah. I mean, no, the crowd's going absolutely apex, man. It's kind of because they're doing that kind of like more rock and roll life, you know. Kind of look to it now, yeah. Music and lights.
A couple of texts came in. It says they had cheerleaders for their wrestling. And sometimes we had cheerleaders at our swim meets.
Nice.
Yeah, it just depends.
That makes a little more sense. Kind of cheer them on. Yeah, wrestling.
That's I want the pet band at the chess tournament.
The pet band?
The pet band.
Pet band. Oh, pet band.
Every time he makes a good move.
Just the drum line.
Yeah, like the one that goes to the basketball tournament.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's smaller. They play quicker songs.
Yeah. So every time you take one of their pieces.
They can also do like the wah-wah. Right. When they're taking pieces and stuff. Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.